we are beginning to prepare to celebrate the incarnation of the Son of God as he came to us in human form. From the day that Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, our Heavenly Father prepared to send his Son to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. As is the case of our Lord's coming in glory, the prophecies were in place, but the date was unknown. As Jesus approached Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he directed two disciples to borrow a donkey colt. Even though the world was created through Jesus, even though he is true God, he chose to enter the city on this humble beast of burden. Jeremiah the prophet had foretold this event. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." Jesus fulfilled the prophetic words of prophet, poet, and priest. He truly became man, born of the Virgin Mary, to bear your sins and mine on the cross of Calvary. As true God, he was sinless. As true man, he was able to die and rise again for our salvation. The Old Testament message of God's grace, love, and mercy pointed to the cross and the empty grave. The New Testament message shows how God fulfilled his promises in ways that are beyond our imagination. May our Lord grant us faith to hear the prophets and to see Jesus as a fulfillment of God's promise of redemption. Amen.